إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I would like to welcome all of you as usual, inshallah ta'ala, and we ask him to help us and aid us to understand his religion. We are continue reading the explanation of Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith. Aqidat al-Salaf, the creed of the Salaf, the people of Hadith, of Al-Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah. The explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Doktor al-Ustad Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. We're still in a chapter that is from Aqidah. The Imam al-Sabuni mentioned in his book, the Aqidah al-Salaf, موقف أصحاب الحديث إذا الصحابة, the possession of Ahlul Hadith with regard to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim in general. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله ولما ذكر الله المهاجرين ولما ذكر الله المهاجرين والأنصار في سورة الحشر أثنى على من يثني عليهم ويدعو لهم. So the Shaykh continues saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned in Surah Al-Hashr the Muhajirin and the Ansar, which is the companions, these are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the foremost who accepted Islam from this Ummah, and we know their efforts and their sacrifices and what they put forth in support of the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah praised them and praised also those who praised the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for them, show respect for them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Hashr, the verse number 10, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And those who came after them say, who came after the companions, they say, our Lord forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Our Lord, you are indeed full of kindness, most merciful. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله هذا هو الموقف الذي يجب أن يكون عليه المسلم, وهو الاستغفار للصحابة والدعاء لهم والتردي عنهم والذب عن أعراضهم رضوان الله عليهم. Shaykh Rabi'a said, this is the position, this is the stand, this is the right stand that is obligatory upon every Muslim to take. to ask forgiveness for the companions, to make dua for them, to be pleased with them and ask Allah to be pleased with them, to support them and to refute those who say bad things about them and to protect them in their honors. Ridwanullahi alayhim. فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ أَوْلَىٰ أَنْ نَذُبَّ عَنْ أَعْرَادِهِمْ مِنَ الدَّبِّعَ أَنْفُسِنَا وَأَبَائِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا رَضُوَانَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. They are more worthy that we protect them in their honor than protecting ourselves, our parents, our children, and the like. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ويرون يعني أهل الحديث أهل الحديث ويرون الترحم على جميعهم يرون الترحم على جميعهم. The people hadith hold that one should seek Allah's mercy for all of them. He said, and love them as well. يعني عليهم جميعا دون فرق. You ask Allah's mercy for all of the companions, not just for some and not some other, but for all of them. فنقول أبو بكر رضي الله عنه said فتقول. So you say أبو بكر رضي الله عنه ومعاوية رضي الله عنه وعمر رضي الله عنه أبو ذر رضي الله عنه عمار رضي الله عنه وأصغر الصحابة وهو أبو الطفيل. The youngest among the companions, Abu Tufail, you say, radiyallahu an. آخر من مات منهم وهو السائب بن يزيد. Likewise, even including the last companion who died. The last one to die is السائب بن يزيد, radiyallahu an. كلهم من أولهم إلى آخرهم تقول فيهم radiyallahu anhum. Every single companion when they are mentioned, you say radiyallahu anhu. If he is one person, one man, say radiyallahu anhu. Pay attention to the end. Who? This who is going to change. If it's a female companion and one, you say radiyallahu anha. If it's two companions, what do you say? رضي الله عنهما. If it was two male companions, what you say? رضي الله عنهما. If it's two female companions now, what do you say? نفس الشيء. رضي الله عنهما. لا يتغير. Doesn't change. المثنى, the dual. If it is three or more companions, رضي الله عنهم, عنهم. If it's three or more female companions, what you say? You say هن. That's all you say. عائشة حفصة خديجة هن. رضي الله عنهن. Huh? Yeah, but you said هن. Can about the whole sentence. رضي الله عنهن. What if there are two female companions and one male companion? What do you say? عنهم عنهمن. Right? Huh? عنهم for the two, and then the noon for the female, right? لا عنهم. الله المستعان. رضي الله عنهم. أين؟ قال وكذلك يرون تعظيم قدر أزواجه رضي الله عن هن أزواج النبي عنهن. الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى says likewise they hold أهل الحديث, this is their عقيدة, that one should also exalt the status of the prophet's wives, our prophet's wives رضي الله عنهن. والدعاء لهن ومعرفة فضلهن والأمر بأن هن أمهات المؤمنين. المؤمنين ما شاء الله زيد. For likewise, how you should exalt the wives of the Prophet ﷺ by making dua for them, not against them like the filthy Rawafid Shia do. Now you make dua for them. Allah have mercy on them. You should know the virtue. Yes, they have many virtues. And you acknowledge that they are the mothers of the believers. ترحم على أزواج الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والذب عنهن وعن أعراضهن واعتقاد أنهن زوجات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي الجنة إن شاء الله رضوان الله عليهن. نعم, شيخ ربيع says this means that you should be pleased with them and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on them, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You defend their honors, defend them and their honors. You should have firm belief that they are the mothers of the believers, ridwanullahi alayhim, bishahadati Allahi lahun, and this is by the statement of Allah in the Quran. Ayna, statement of Allah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, An-Nabiyyu awla bil-mu'minina min anfusihim wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. The Prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves. And his wives, meaning the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, are their mothers. And of course, as regard to respect and also marriage, it's not permissible to marry the wives of the Prophet ﷺ after him. نعم. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وحرم الله على المسلمين أن ينكحوا أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من بعده فقال في سورة الأحزاب آية 53 وما كان لكم أن تؤذوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيما. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكُمْ كَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمًا. Translation of this portion of the ayah 53 towards the end of the ayah. And it is not right for you that you should annoy the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, nor that you should ever marry his wives after him, meaning after his death. Verily with Allah, that shall be an enormity. Now, لماذا قال الشيخ ربيع لأنهن أمهات المؤمنين وأفضل من الأمهات لكن في الحرمة لا في المحرمية. Why he says because, Shaykh Abu says because they are, meaning the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the mothers of the believers. So it is strictly forbidden for anyone to marry the wives of the Prophet ﷺ after him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after his death. So they are the mothers of the believers, they are better than the mothers in virtue and in ranks. لكن في الحرمة لا في المحرمية. But as related to respect, but still, the companions who were at that time on the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, they were still alive, they are not mahram to them. As related to respect, yes, they are like their mothers. But still, they don't like, it's not like a mahram, they can be with them or, you know, or travel with them and the like. And على أيين, he says, ليس في المحرمية يعني نساء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحتجبن عن المؤمنين من غير محارمهن لأنه مع أنهن أمهات المؤمنين كنا يحتجبن عن الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله عليهم. So even though the Sheikh Rabia says the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم they are the mothers of the believers, but still they are not mahram for them. The believers who are not from their immediate families, they are not mahram for them, such as a father or brothers and the like, uncles, grandparents, you know, they're not mahram for them. That's why you find the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to shield themselves from the men. They are not from their maharim. Even though they are the mothers of the believers, but they used to speak to the companions, the male companions, the male amongst tabi'een who used to come and ask the wives of Prophet ﷺ questions, especially Aisha, they used to ask her from behind a screen or a curtain or something. Now, قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وكذلك احترام أهل بيت النبي الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام. Likewise, including in this chapter, so we show respect for the companions in general, and a special respect for the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, the mothers of the believers. Now it says, likewise, we show respect to the Ahli Bayt al-Nabi, the immediate family of the Prophet ﷺ. نَحْتَرِمُ أَهْلَ بَيْتِ النَّبِي ﷺ. لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قام يوما خطيبا بماء يدعى خما بين مكة والمدينة. So, and there is, this is our عقيدة, that we show respect to the immediate family members of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فاطمة, عائشة, حسن, حسين, the immediate family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we show respect for them, they're called أهل البيت. Because the Prophet ﷺ once, he delivered a sermon to the companions, to the people, in a place called Khum. And this is a place between Mecca and Medina. فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ووعظ وذكر ثم قال. Prophet ﷺ, as usual, he praised Allah, glorify Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He admonished the people, remind them, and then he says, "Amma bad," as to proceed. "Ala ayyuha nas," O people, "fainnama ana basharun yushaku an yatini rasulu rabbi faujib." He says, "I am only a human," and it may be near that the messenger of Allah, meaning the angel of death, will come and take my soul, and I will depart you. وَأَنَا تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ ثَقَلَيْنِ, and I'm leaving with you these two heavy things. أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. Says the first of them is the book of Allah. In it is guidance and light. So take it and apply it, the book of Allah. Hold on firm to it. قال فحث على كتاب الله ورغب فيه. The narrator, he says, so he incited the people to take good care of the book of Allah. Of course, the ulama, they say, by learning it, reading it, understanding it correctly, and acting upon what's in it. ثم قال, then the Prophet ﷺ, he says, وأهل بيتي أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي، أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي، أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي. And then he says, and my family. I remind you to be kind and nice to my family. He mentioned that 3 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Zayd ibn Arqam. May Allah have mercy on our Shaykh, Shaykh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i. Now you may wonder why I mention his name at this moment. Why? Why? You think? You know why?
Yes, I can suggest something.
You can suggest, yes.
Yeah, because Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahullah, he authored books regarding...
Ahsant, yes, he has a book, Jazakallah Khair, about Ahlul Bayt. But that's not the reason. That's a good reason. That's even better reason. But the reason why, because me, as far as I remember, the first time I heard this hadith, I heard it from Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahullah. And whenever I hear read this hadith, as I was doing right now, maybe you've seen a smile on my face when I was reading it, as though I'm hearing Sheikh Muqbil in the same way. Zakirukum Allah bi ahli bayti. Subhanallah, that's what was on my mind. Hey, subhanallah. Rahimahullah. Rahimahullah. Nah. Qala Sheikh Rabi' hafidhahullah, fa'awsa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bihim. لكن لا يؤخذ من هذا أن الخلاف لهم أبدا. So you see, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he deployed the ummah and advised them to take care and be kind and nice to his family. Still, the Shaykh, he says, this is not a proof, this hadith, that the khilafah be in them, like others they claim. No. Like the Shia and the like. ولو كانت الخلافة لهم لأوصاهم بالناس لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصى الأمة بهم. Look at the fiqh of the ulama. He says, if the khilafah should be in them only, the Prophet ﷺ will remind them to take care of the people, because now they're going to be in charge of the people. He says, rather it's the other way. Now he's reminding the people to be nice to them. Allahu Akbar. فعلينا أن نحترمهم ونعرف قدرهم وفضلهم لقرابتهم لرسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. ونقدم الواحد منهم على الواحد من غيرهم إذا كان متساويين. فالشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى, he says, it is incumbent upon us to show respect for them, to respect them, to recognize their virtues and their status, because they are the family, the immediate family of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We put one of them before anyone else. If they are one of them, does the Shaykh, he says, إِذَا كَانَ يَسْتَوِي رَجُلَانِ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْفَضْلِ وَاحِدْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَالْآخِرُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ نُقَدِّمْ هَذَا الَّذِي مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فَنُكْرِمَهُ وَنُجِلَّهُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ. The Shaykh, he says, if you have 2 men, they are in the same level of knowledge and virtue. But one of them is from the immediate family of the Prophet ﷺ, from the progeny of the Prophet ﷺ, and the other is not. So we give precedence to the one who is from the progeny of the Prophet ﷺ. Give him more respect and the like. Okay? And by the way, they are still, alhamdulillah, there are people who are still until these days. Like in Saudi Arabia, alhamdulillah, they are well known, they take care of them, they respect them, alhamdulillah. And they are actually, some of them in other countries, because they spread out. They may be, actually, a couple months ago, a brother called me from Morocco. And he said to me that he is from the people of, his family lineage go way back to the Prophet ﷺ. And he was asking about certain rulings, and I called Sheikh Ubaid, rahim, hafidahullah, and he answered this question about this person, what he should do about that. Because then they have certain rulings that is immediate for them, specific for them, as related to the sadaqah. Now, قال فالتقي والصالح والملتزم من أهل البيت لو ساواه إنسان من غيرهم في الفضل والعلم نقدمه ونرجح عليه لقرابته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصى به. أما الفاسق فهذا له شأن آخر. الشيخ السودوان واستقي pious righteous steadfast upon the deen from the أهل البيت. If there is another person in the same rank, like in piety, in righteousness, in and the like, he says, we give precedence to the one from Ahlul Bayt, because he is close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the family of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises us to be kind to his immediate family. He said, as for the one who is not doing good or not that righteous, then that has another ruling. قال وكان أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما يقدمان أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على أسرهم. Says, look, Abu Bakr and Umar رضي الله عنهما, they used to give precedence to the immediate family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم over their own families. SubhanAllah. Over their own families. بل كان عمر يقدم مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسامة بن زيد على ابنه عبد الله بن عمر وهما سواء في السن يقدمه في العطاء ويفضله وهو مولى وليس من أسرته ويقدم أهل بيته على أسرته. الله. Says rather Umar رضي الله عنه used to choose and give precedence to the adoptive son of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أسامة بن زيد. أسامة. He's not even from his family. But still, because of his makana, because he was adopted by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to respect him and give him precedence over his own son Abdullah, because they were in the same age. They were in the same age. He gave him more, take care of him before his own son. Subhanallah. And he will give precedence to the family of Usama over his own family, Umar. Still the Rawafid says that La'anatullahi alayhim Khidabin, the liars, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on. Still they say now Abu Bakr and Umar hated the Ahlul Bayt and they oppressed them and all that. Kadib, lies. وأبو بكر رضي الله عنه كذلك كان يقول والذي نفسي بيده لقرابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب إلي أن أصل من قرابتي. أبو بكر رضي الله عنه, as in this statement that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, رحمهم الله, Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he used to say, by the one who is in my soul in his hand, mean by Allah, that the family and the progeny of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more beloved to me to take care of and show kindness to than my own family. Allahu Akbar. قال الشيخ ربيع لكن الروافد لا يعترفون بهذه المعاملة النبيلة من الصحابة الكرام لأهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا سيما معاملة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان رضوان الله عليهم لأهل البيت لأهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما كان بينهم إلا التواد والتراحم والتعاطف والتزاوج والتصاهر إلى آخره. He says, but now, in the light of all of this, you find the Rawafid, the Shia, who are mainly in Iran right now, and then they have deployed their people to take over certain lands, like in Lebanon, the Hizb al-Shaytan. They call it falsely Hizbullah. That's Hizbullah, Hizb al-Shaytan. Nasr al-Lat. Their leader, they call him Nasrullah. Nasr al-Shaytan. Hizb al-Shaytan. And the Houthiyun. In Yemen. And the Shia in Iraq, who they took over now. And killed the Muslims of Ahlul Sunnah. This Rawafid, what they say? They don't recognize this kindness, these noble acts and kindness from the part of the noble companions towards the family of the Prophet ﷺ, especially that of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhum. In the time of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, when they were alive, there was nothing but love and respect and mercy between them and the family of the Prophet ﷺ. Rather, some of them, they married. Naam, they were married, alhamdulillah, and they have children and grandchildren. And actually, when you find from the progeny of Ali and Fatima, there is a lot of them that named even Ali radiallahu anhu and al-Hassan and Dam al-Hussein, they named their children Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman. There are like other than them that names their daughters Aisha. No. But the Rawafid, they says no. There was nothing but animosity, hatred between Ali and Abu Bakr, Fatima, this and Hassan, Hussein. So how they marry with them and how they name their children Umar? If they hated Umar, how they would marry their daughters Aisha if they hate Aisha? That's from the Rawafid. But as from the companions and for the Ahlul Bayt, they respected Abu Bakr, they respected Umar, they respected Uthman, they respected the companions of the Messenger of Allah because they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah. And likewise, the companions, they held them with a great respect. Ayna. فهذه الفجوة الكبيرة العظيمة افتعلها أبناء المجوس. So now this gap, all of a sudden, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Aisha, Hafsa, they oppressed the family of the Prophet ﷺ and this and that. Where this all happened? It was fabricated by the children of the Majus, the fire worshippers. أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَعْدَاءُ رَسُولِهِ The enemies of Allah and the enemies of His Messenger ﷺ. ليسوا أعداء الصحابة فقط. These people here who fabricate these lies and forge these lies against the best of the people, they're not just enemies to Abu Bakr and Umar, they're enemies to Allah. They're enemies to His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. لأن هذا الخبث وهذا الحقد لا ينشأ إلا عن عداوة لله ولكتابه ولرسوله والمؤمنين. He said this hatred, this filth doesn't come from nowhere. It's not just because of the companions. No, because they hate Allah. That's how they do. And they hate the Book of Allah and the Messenger and the believers. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ يَتَسَتَّرُونَ بِأَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ تَسَتُّرًا خَبِيثًا لِمَآرِبْ سِيَاسِيَ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهِ Says, look, they hate everybody. But they had to do this. The Rawafid, the Shia, they have to follow this way and say, oh, they love the family of the Prophet ﷺ and they rage in war against Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman, Talha, Zubair, and all of the companions for like a handful, like three or five or six or something. And all of the rest are kuffar and apostated and they curse them in their khutab. Every Jumu'ah, that's from the Aqidah of Ahlus. We make dua for the Sahaba, they make dua against the Sahaba. They curse the Sahaba in the Jumu'ah. La'natullahi alayhim. Wahum billa'ni awla. They're the one that deserve the curse of Allah. Because Allah has already told us in the Quran that He's pleased with the Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim. Ayna'am. And if you remember in the previous classes, alhamdulillah, previous chapters, the Shaykh mentioned many ayats in the Quran, many ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ that are, and some of them are narrated by Ali radiallahu anhu in the virtue of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and the like. Still the Rawafid, قَبَّحَهُمْ اللَّهُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ, they don't pay attention to that. He says, so why if you like these people, they are enemies of Allah, enemies of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, still they use this, oh, they love Fatima, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, they cry and all that. Actually, they hate Al-Hassan. Only Hussein. Al-Hassan, they don't like him, the Shia. Now they say Hassan is disgrace because he gave up the Khilafah. Because of him, they lost the Khilafah. Dunya, see? Politics. But the Prophet ﷺ praised Al-Hassan. He praised him when Hassan was a little boy running in a masjid. He says, see, my son is a, he will have a great, he's Sayyid, he's a leader. All right? And he's going to do something that will bring reconciliation between two great parties of the Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ praised him. But still, then they say he's a disgrace because he lost the Khilafah. He gave the Khilafah to Muawiyah. And they lost the Khilafah. They going for the Khilafah? Or you go for the Sunnah, what's pleasing to Allah? Huh? These are the Rawafid. So don't feel like, oh, Mudisawah, Hussein, Hakada. No. That's a trick. It's a, they just use it as a shield. They hide behind it to achieve their filthy goals. Politics. قال لأنهم لا يحصلون على أغراضهم ولا ينقاد الناس لهم إلا بهذا المكر وهذا الكيد وافتعال الأكاذيب لا أكذب منهم. He said, why? Because them, they have a goal. They want to conquer the world. They want to take over the lands, especially the land of the Haramain. May Allah protect it, Ameen, and preserve it. But how are they going to do it? They need people to do that. So there is no other way to tell the people, okay, do it for the love of the Prophet ﷺ and the love of his family. That's why the people, the wicked people, the ignorant who don't know the Aqidah that the Sahaba were upon, the Prophet ﷺ left for us, they go with it. It's like, oh, as long as they're doing this to protect the family of the Prophet ﷺ, to get them back their right, they're like, are we down with you on that filth? Then they just do that. Because if they don't do they don't play that card as they say, nobody will follow them. Nobody. It's like, how are you going to like talk better about these people upon Tawheed? Huh? They said, no. Listen, man, they look what they did to the family of the Prophet ﷺ. But they didn't do nothing. They fabricate lies. And they make it their aqidah, wal'iyadu billah, that they teach their children. Now, nothing but deception, wal'iyadu billah, treachery and deception. Lies. لا أكذب منهم. The Sheikh said, you won't find no one that lie more than the Rafidi Shi'i. ثم يبالغون في أهل البيت أهل بيت النبي حتى يجعلونهم آلهة. And with that you find them in their Aqidah, in their creed of the Shi'a Rafida, they go to extreme as related to the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as related to Ali رضي الله عنه Hussein, they make them in the place of gods. والعياذ بالله. No. والله لا يرضون بهذا السبب وأن أهل البيت علي حسن حسين and their children they're not pleased with what the Shia propagate on their behalf. If you read the Aqidah of the Shia, Allah المستعان, what they teach their children and what they are upon, that their أئمة, they know the unseen, their أئمة, nothing happened in the universe except with their permission, their أئمة this, their أئمة that, أعوذ بالله. Allah salamu alayhi. They mushrikun. That's why they are not allowed to marry the believing woman. A Shi'i. He pray next to you, but he don't marry your daughter, your mother, your sister. Na'am. Don't pray behind them. In their message, the Rafi, the Shia, you do not eat their slaughtering. Na'am. If they slaughter, you don't. Khubatha. Filthy. And don't be like, oh yeah, the Prophet, yeah, Fatima, yeah. They call upon Ali. They call upon Hussein. It's shirk. Shirk, ul'iyadu billah. Their aqidah based on the shirk. Not along the mini tawam. Them, they say, they don't believe in this Quran we have. They says, no, that's another Quran. And they says, no, that Quran is not the Quran that was revealed. Actually, it's another Quran they have. What is it? Bring it. When is the right time? When is the right time? All right. And also they say that Jibreel alayhi salam was sent with the message of Islam to Ali. But he went and gave it to Muhammad.
These people, do they have any mind? Oh, Allah didn't know all of this, huh? That's what they say. A'udhu billah. You think Jibreel alayhi salam, al-Amin, will do this? La hawla. This is an insult to this noble angel. Allah tells us about the angels in general, not alone their, the best of them, Jibreel alayhi salam, al-Amin. He says, لا يعصون الله ما أمره ويفعلون ما يأمرون. Allah tells us about all of the angels. They never disobey the commands of Allah. They always, always act upon what they were commanded by Allah. Now they came, they says, no, Jibreel took it from Ali, actually. The wahi was going to Ali, the risala was going to Ali. A'udhu billah. Many jahl, many dalal. And these are not stuff, the stories that their grandmas tell the little guys and to put them to sleep. These are their aqidah in their main books, like Al-Kafi, Al-Kulayni, and all of them. No, these are their main aqidah. They teach their children and they were ready to die for it. Now you find some ignorant Muslims here or there cheer for Iran. Oh, that's the only country standing against, I don't know what. They ain't standing against nothing but the Haqq. That's what they stand for. They stand against the Sunnah, against Tawheed, against Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah. They're not standing against nobody else. All those is just propaganda and this and this and this. We're going to do this. Al-Mawt li Madri Ish, Al-Mawt, debt for this country, debt for this. I know that. They're friends. The only debt is that that's what they did and they've been doing it and they it's for Ahlul Sunnah. I know. If you read the history of the most and the main calamities that have befallen the Muslims and therefore hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Muslims died because of the Shia. They're the one that opened the door for the enemies. Like Ibn al-Alqami. He's the one who he was, because then they used tricks and stuff and academics. And this man, Ibn al-Alqami, he reached the highest position. He was like the right-hand man of the Khalifa. And he was telling him all these things. Look, and they all do this in the name of Islam, the name, until they be strong. And he was saying, look, now, mashallah, we're strong, we got nobody to fear. So why we have all this army, we spend all this money on this army, huh? Cut down from the army. Cut down to make what the army of the Muslims what? Weak. So when he was like that weak, now he opened the door for the Tatar. What do you call them in English? Mongols. I know. Jean Kersan or whatever his name is. Genghis Khan and all of them, right? Huh? Hey, Holoko and all. These are the people, the Shia. They're the one who, subhanAllah, they know their history is known, nothing but deception for the Islam and for the Muslims. They never ever support Islam in any way. Never. And you think they're going to do something for Islam? They hate Muslims. Sheikh Muhammad Raslan, Hafidhahullah, he gave a khutbah on the Shia in Egypt, warning the Muslims. Even though he said the Shia in Egypt, he said, no, we're not like those of Iran. Yeah, right. He said, they're the same. You know, and he was talking about their history. He gave a khutbah. The last khutbah, that was actually on them. He said, beware of the Shia. Even they come to you and say, no, we're not like those guys. Those are extreme. We're modest. We're... I don't know what. He says, no. And he was talking about what they did. He mentions historical, what they did to the Muslims throughout the time, and what they did to the Muslims in Iraq. They killed Ahlul Sunnah. Once Saddam was out, who took over? The Shia. The Shia took over the government, and they destroyed the land, and they killed the Muslims. In the most horrific evil manners of torturing أهل السنة والعياذ بالله. أين May Allah suffice us their evil. Ameen. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.